Yes, but we have different experience. Intellectual giant. I used to go to see Sridhar Maharaj, but then I stopped going. I told you that.
But after that, we totally wanted to hear his Harikatha, not anything else. Not, you know, mutt correspondence. He suggested us. So many things.
Yeah, you told me.
We told that we will do according to our will.
Yeah.
But you we respect it.
Jaiva Dharma. This is great stage for dharma. After all, arasa vichara.
Now what they will do is that every tape they will make, send me a tape, copy of their talks with you, and I will be reading. So I will not miss anything. And I have made a plan that this year I will spend 2 months with your permission, with you. I will come here by the middle of, say, sometime in September.
September.
That means 1 month before Kartik. And I will stay for 1 month in Vrindavan. And then by that time we can finish the end part of Jaiva Dharma. And then I will come again at this time, next year.
This
and I will stay for
time.
1 month in January. And we can do Brihad Bhagavad Samrita.
Hmm.
That way, 2 months. Is it all right?
All right.
It will not be a burden to you.
No. No, I never feel burden. But the seva of Guru and Gauranga. Because I cannot do prachar, but you can do. If I can give you anything new, then it is to give to all world.
Yeah.
I see.
We will be your legs and hands, and you can be our brain and heart.
Not so. You are enough.
He wrote down the question for the next chapter.
The reference was the 22nd chapter, but you might need to have that.
Oh, Naveen!
Naveen!
Should I?
Yes.
I can ask one other question. There's four qualities that Krishna has that even Narayan does not have. Does that refer to only Vrindavan Krishna? Does that refer only to Vrindavan Krishna or also in Dvarka, these four qualities are there?
No. Only in Vrindavan.
The reason I asked is because one of the qualities is Krishna's beauty.
Hmm.
And the example that is given is of Krishna in Dvarka looking at the marble and seeing his reflection. No.
That is in Nanda Bhavan.
Oh.
Not in Dvarka.
So it's
at Jaiva Dharma Ekhane
Rekha. Then it's
Nanda Bhavan.
Nanda Bhavan. In Dvarka, how to take makkhan and misri? There is no makkhan misri. There is only milk of buffalo.
Is that reference? It says Dvarka, but it's not.
No,
Nandavan.
Where is this?
Next
is about.
In Gokul.
Kuna bhaji wo?
Dhiye rakha tha. What chapter hai? What chapter?
22nd.
22nd. Bas, niye rakha tha. Ekhane, ekhane da. Aye, Hindi wala de na.
Hindi wala do.
What was that book? That was the wrong one.
No, this is Bengali. I want Hindi.
Very Hindi.
That I have done.
We're finding when we're reading, to understand this English translation, we in our minds have to translate so many things into Sanskrit. Because the English means no meaning. Like he says, joy-giving power.
Joy-giving power.
And we're thinking that must be Ladini Shakti. But
our Guru Maharaj kept Sanskrit words so many times.
It must be done.
Yeah.
He has done wrong.
Yeah.
So no one will understand this book.
Huh?
No English speaking person can understand this book unless he reads Prabhupada's book to find out what these terms mean.
I have kept all the same word that is in Sanskrit.
Yeah.
So it has been so beautiful.
And that's why even this will help us.
And have the same word, but some translated in Hindi. That he used to have done, but he has not done.
Okay, that's your question.
So, in the beginning there was some conversation, or it was Ekadasi day, and Babaji Maharaj, he goes into some ecstasy. And then they begin speaking about the tenth of the Das Mula.
Sarupavasthane.
Now, the first questions were, in the first time the Babaji...
Do you require light?
No. As soon as Babaji Maharaj starts speaking, he describes some stages. And we can't understand from this what these stages are.
Read something.
Okay. Babaji Maharaj is speaking.
Hmm.
All that I have taught you up until now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice...
You should read. And I can have some idea. His pronunciation is purely...
It's okay? You want him to read?
He said, your turn.
You want me to read?
Then I can catch something. Your pronunciation, I understand.
You want me to read?
Okay.
You just tell me what you
want.
Okay. So Babaji Maharaj is speaking. All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice.
Beginning?
Here it is. You can see the amount of...
First time Babaji Maharaj speaking in this chapter.
Okay.
First time.
Sorry.
Okay?
Read, okay.
All that I have taught you up till now is spiritual practice. While doing that practice, continuously, a state of maturity appears. Bhava, or the state of trance, is the harbinger of the state of maturity. The condition of maturity has been described as Sri Dashamula.
In Sri
Dashamula.
As. I think the question now is, then we couldn't understand. It seems to be he described
this is slok.
Then he gives a slok. But we want to know what is this whole thing now. What the stages, it seems to, now he's saying that these are the different stages. In this sloka, maybe it's,
he's telling that up to till now what I have said the substance is this, that after doing so many sadhan practices, then siddhavastha comes. He has written Siddhavastha?
No.
Siddhavastha comes. After so many practices. That is Raganuga Bhajan. Sadhan.
That means after so much Raganuga
Bhajan.
Siddhavastha comes.
Siddhavastha comes.
Siddhavastha. What does that mean?
Siddhavastha. Mane Sarup Siddhi. Comes. Bhav is the abhas of siddhavastha. Understand?
Yes. Means abhas means reflection or not reflection, the glow.
The invitation.
As when sun rises, before sunrise,
the
faint light.
Faint light.
So bhav is that. This is.
Is Bhav is the
first first light of Siddhavastha.
That's true.
If Bhav is clear, then we should know that now we are coming nearer to Siddhavastha.
Why is it called Siddhavastha instead of Swarup Siddhi? The same two meanings?
Same two meanings. Siddhavastha we can clearly understand.
And what does that word avastha mean? From vastu?
Siddhavastha means...
how is it formed? From vastu?
Swarup Siddhi and vastu Siddhi both. It means. So if he tells Swarup Siddha, then vastu Siddhi remains. So he has told Siddhavastha.
And combined the two words.
So it means both or?
Both.
But they are not the same.
They are not same, but in a link they are. They are no different things. Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. Vastu Swarup Siddhi is Purvabhas of Vastu Siddhi. What we'll have in Swarup Siddhi, that thing will we have in Siddhavastha. No other than Swarup Siddhi. Only there is Siddha, here it is not Siddha. It is not perpetual here. There are mic disturbance here in Swarup Siddhi also. But in Siddhavastha, direct connection between Krishna and Lila and Vithi.
In Vastu Siddhi.
Vastu Siddhi. But in Swarup Siddhi,
because the body is still there.
Body is there. Mind is there.
When one takes his birth in that place where Krishna has his lila, that is Vastu Siddhi.
It may be not.
According to who it is. If it's not yet pure, then it may not be.
May not
if there's some tinge. just like in the Dandakaranya stages, some of them.
So many persons.
They were not yet perfect, some of them.
So it may be that they have no Swarup Siddhi at all.
Even Swarup Siddhi.
Mm.
Yeah, it mentions like that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the commentary has said like that.
So many persons saw Krishna in Radhika, but they have no bhakti. Some of them have some bhakti, some of them has vastu sarup siddhi, some of them has vastu siddhi.
There was one state of consumption. I couldn't say
consummation. Consumption it is.
That's the complete.
It says here,
doing the translation of that point.
Please give us the full meaning of this. You see, then he says, here's where we want, from where Babaji Maharaj begins speaking, all the way to then he asks, who is Krishna? Who am I?
Hmm.
We don't want that. We want this part. From Babaji Maharaj speaking, all of this. What is the meaning?
What do you want?
We want to have explanation of what it is.
Then you should read and
So, at the state of maturity of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power...
Is that Ladini Shakti?
Ladini Shakti.
Ladini Shakti, okay.
He gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhava, or trance, in the heart. Gradually, when he lands in that state of beatitude, he enjoys all happiness that the wealth of the world can bring. And when he gets at the state of consummation, that means the highest state, the full state. When it becomes,
what does it say there in the...
The state of completion. He enjoys all bliss desirable. Man cannot hope to have higher gains in life than this.
The question is this another like Sanskrit term? You know, like...
This is the translation of that.
Yes, this is the translation of that. So you have already explained it. And the next slope?
Next.
No, but then what is all this?
This is the meaning that he has done.
You have already given
after doing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti, in his Paripakva Dasa, Paripakva Dasa means in his last stage, when it is most mature stage, when a jeev is in his swarup avasthan, when he comes in his swarup siddhi, that I am a kishori, I am a sakha, I am very beautiful kishori, my qualities are like this, my age is like this, my seva is this, seva is, services is like this. Then, by the prabhava of Ladini Shakti, by the grace of Ladini Shakti, Madhur Ras Bhav, Madhur Ras, comes directly in the heart of that sadhak. He has written anything?
The sloka that...
You say?
No, he has not written as you have said.
Yes,
he says like that. He says, at the state of maturity,
maturity
of devotional practice, when a man gains his real existence, then by dint of the joy-giving power,
by the dint of...
By by the grace of Ladini Shakti, he gets the highest state of emotion, which produces bhava in the heart.
It is clear.
Then, what happens after that? What is the next point? Just from there to the end, what comes next?
After that, he's telling arthat, the meaning of that, that in the heart of sadhak, the meaning of all these things that it he has described, meaning is this, that in the heart of that kind of sadhak, sadhak, Radha Krishna, swajan parikare, angat hone ka bhav udit ho jata. He thinks that I am maid servant of Radhika, like Manjari, and it is clear in his heart. By and by, he receives unalloyed sampat sukh. Sampat means all kind of what he has written.
Happiness. Yeah, he said all that is all bliss that one may want. Anything.
Sampat sukh and bilasakhya and the ananda, which is in Radha Krishna playing.
Radha Krishna playing.
Krida.
Playing.
What they realize, Radha and Krishna, Chidananda, that sadhak also realizes all these things.
He writes what you have said, but not so clearly. Then what comes next?
A sloka. In this sloka, this prayojan tattva has been described.
Okay.
That's our question.
That was his question.
Our question. This is from Dashamula. This is the last.
Prabhu ko jivaha. That is, who is Krishna? Ek second ke liye.
Some degree. Not only. He was telling, but we don't.
This is
Sarve Sukhna Bhavantu.
Our Guru Maharaj said these books are Bhavaushadi. One time Guru Maharaj was having some heart palpitation. Oh, his servant was doing this. Nothing was working. Then I took Srimad Bhagavatam and I began to read from Dasma Skanda, 10th canto, and immediately no problem.
That time will come to me. No medicine, nothing will.
I saw with Guru Maharaj.
He has arranged everything. He has arranged for all. These diseases are uncool to our bhajan. Uncool means.
Favorable,
yeah. We are karmi. We are going hither and doing so and so.
I see that with our god brother Ayendra. He gets so many diseases. But the more disease he gets, the more he advances spiritually. Because he has no more enjoyment with the material body. He is understanding that. It's a blessing in disguise.
We don't want to do vairagya.
No.
Krishna wants that he used to do vairagya.
Mm.
So he gets like this. Disease and so on.
That's it.
A stomach trouble.
Yes. Very nice way to understand.
anything happens, we should do good.
No matter what happens. Good health, bad health.
Prayojana,
that's clear.
Prayojana
Tattva. But why is it clear?
Who am I?
Why is that?
He says, his question is, Damodar Maharaj's question. He said, this is Prayojana Tattva. But why, from reading this, it does not appear to be Prayojana Tattva?
Read.
Who is Krishna?
Hmm.
Who am I?
Hmm.
What are these material and spiritual world, considering all these things, a devotee of Hari, versed in shastras, shuns all sins and virtues, and keeps off all kinds of offenses, aparadha, always keeps the company of pious men, and as a good slave of Hari, drinks the nectar of the divine names of Hari with great joy. So
nectar of the divine name, what is this?
Means the chanting of the holy name, tasting of the name.
Testing. How he will taste?
That doesn't say here.
That is hidden. That is provision.
So it's hidden.
It's hidden.
The meaning of here, the Prayojana Tattva is hidden.
Naam, a man does Harinam. How he will test?
Some problem?
How he will test the name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was checking name. Bal mantra. And he saw Krishna. Krishna came, float in his hand. Standing Sribhangi, Sribhanga Lalit, you know? Sribhanga Lalit. And Mudhar Muskan, with Muskan.
And
laughing, smiling. He stands before Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is telling to his Gurudev. He ran away to catch Krishna. And he became Pisha Hota Lagu.
Backside.
He was running. And at last, when he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went nearest to Krishna, he went, entered in the Kunj and then he fell down and weeping. By doing Harinam, and then name is Siddha, Siddha Dasa. Then name and Nemi becomes one.
Siddha Dasa, what did you say? Siddha.
Name and Nami.
You use the Krishna. Sanskrit word, Siddha.
Siddha, Avastha.
Avastha.
Then Krishna and name becomes one thing. And the pastimes of Krishna is the pastime of name. Then it takes rasa swadan in Astakaliya Leela or other past tense. That is name Ashwadan. That is Prayojan Tattva.
What does that mean, Ashwadan?
Ashwadan.
Ashwadan, what does that mean?
To have taste. Taste of that thing. Sitting here, doing name, chanting Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he is seeing everything. Name becomes Krishna and Radha. Hare, Radha, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, Radha, Rama. And all pastimes is going on. And he is seeing. Nishanta Lila, you know? Nishanta Lila, Pratar Kari Lila.
This
is
Astakali.
Astakali.
That will be coming later.
That is Prayojan Tattva. It is hidden. In Aswadan word.
Can I just ask you, when we were talking about the Kam Gayatri, Bij, Slim, Ka, Krishna, La,
Radhika,
then?
E, myself, Krishna Dasi, Radha Dasi, and that point is Vritti of Gopi. Mane the
nature,
the bhav, you know,
bhav
of Gopi is on the head. By my bhav, I am giving myself in the feet of Radha and Krishna.
I need that for Brahma Samhita.
Very most important that this point dot.
That dot.
Very, very.
What is the Sanskrit for that dot called?
Bindu.
Bindu. Just bindu.
Bindu.
In drama also, there's speech and bindu.
Bindu.
Drop.
Most important thing in this thing. Without bindu, nothing is there. That is prayojan.
We see that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all of these terms, bindu, bij,
nad,
all of these things. We also find this, we find the same thing described in Natya Shastra. So, which came first?
First, Radha Krishna.
Right.
Bilas is after.
Bilas.
That Natya is Bilas of Radha Krishna. Nothing.
Now read further. We go to this point, huh? What's your next question?
That bindu is swaha.
The bindu is swaha.
Swaha.
Yes. Giving myself.
That is bindu. Very lucky you are. Very, 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 very. More than me. More than me.
Our situation is described in this chapter when we describe
chaya, what is it? Attachment. Pada attachment and chaya attachment. What is it?
Reflection. And our
Baba, but not Baba. What is it?
Wait, you have Baba, but even better,
you have Baba, and it's some little comes to us. It's in the chapter.
That is our fortune.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I know your Gurudev is giving. I am only Dalal ke king here, Jerry.
Mediator.
Medium. Yes.
I'm only.
So then, what is the?
Well, the next was...
what is your question?
We just wanted, as we wanted to have this explained.
Okay.
Not this one explained.
This one explained.
Well, here, you want me to read?
He said.
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question. This I thought was the 10th Shastra. What is it, an explanation of it? He didn't like that question.
What is the... Which is the 10th of the Dashmula? Which... What exactly is the 10th? What is the exact tenth mula?
Oh. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sarva shaktim rasadhin tadbhinan sastra jivan prakriti kavalitan sabhavat bheda bhed sakalam api hare sadhanam shuddh bhakti saddham tat priti mevi ittu padasit janan gaurit.
Where is this from?
Huh?
What you have just quoted.
No, in this.
Where is this from? In Jivadharma, which place? That what you have just recited, is it exactly
in this,
here?
Here.
In Jivadharma. Which place exactly? Because I want to.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written also so many books. Das Mula Tatsam.
There's a book.
No, this is a book.
Because I wanted to get the translation of that exact verse. So I want to find out where it is.
Nice. In translation, in this, you can have that translation.
And if I don't find
it.
What chapter?
Chapter 13.
13. Yeah, 12. 13.
In the beginning, after 10 lines,
Amnaya Praha. Yeah, I am telling you, Dashamula. You are a scholar, just comprehend the true meaning. I remember this. So, of these, first one is the proof of authority, or authority.
Amnaya.
This introductory sloka is the aggregate of Dashamula. The next sloka that is going to be given is the first one.
The 10 things are in this sloka. And after that, all the sloka are for one thing. Like, Amnaya Praha. Then second is, Krishna Hari is Parma Tattva.
Yeah, you have given me this when Brahma Samhita discussion.
So, all are for one thing. And this is look is for 10 things.
Okay. Anyway, I remember seeing...
This is just like root and this explanation.
Yes. Okay. Now, so the 10th one is... 10th root is what? What is the exact...
Prayojan, frame.
But frame, just...
Frame, but what kind of frame? Gopi frame. Not Krishna. Or father mother's prem, Vatsalya prem, Sakha prem, Dasya prem, and Madhuri prem. And especially Madhuri is Charam Prayojan.
But not Krishna prem.
No. Because he is Vishay. His prem we cannot have. We will have the frame like gopis, father, mother, and all these things. We cannot have Vishaya Jatiya frame. So, if we serve Krishna, we gain nothing, zero. And if we serve Srimati Radhika, and not Radhika, but Lalita Vishakha Chitra and Rupmanjari, then we will have everything, everything. If we want anything and we serve Krishna, Krishna will tell that I cannot do. Please go there. Give it all. By the mercy of Gopis, we will have.
You want me to read this or not?
Did you add a specific question on this?
It was just an explanation.
What?
What are your questions? You wrote questions down, didn't you?
Some of them were these. Well, because this
why don't you just explain it how we understood it and see if it's correct?
First of all, we have to read. Where is the 41 read? I just tell me, shall I read here?
341.
Okay. Here is the next place. Babaji Maharaj is speaking. The real here.
In 13th?
Yeah, we're back. No, no, 22. Okay. Babaji Maharaj is speaking. The real aspect of the unalloyed self consciousness, which is like a part of the sun of love, is the first germination. It is the beginning of God consciousness.
You are understanding?
Something.
Very clear.
It is this
bhav is the first annihilation of prem.
Yes. That is the main.
If prem is Surya, Sujmanishan, then bhav is his first rays. Not first rays, abhas.
This is the top of page 341. It is this particular... You want more?
Okay. After that, do you know what is Suddha Sattva?
Suddha Sattva.
It has been described. After that, you should...
I told you that was Suddha Sattva.
This is very...
It is this particular aspect of unalloyed self-consciousness. That means sudha-sattva. Unalloyed
self. We should write this word here.
Yes, sudha-sattva.
Unalloyed affection is not...
No, he says unalloyed self-consciousness. It's the wrong meaning.
Wrong meaning.
The pure consciousness, uncontaminated consciousness of the soul.
Which is the real principle of the dawn of God consciousness. Rati is another name for the first...
What is sudha-sattva? What do you mean?
Sudha-sattva means when there is no contamination from triguna. There's no effect of the three modes of material nature. It is...
Vasudeva Shabditam, that verse. The sudha-sattva.
Then, after that?
Vishuddha-sattvam, Vasudeva, Shabditam. Where you can... Pure consciousness.
Pure consciousness.
No.
There are two kinds of sudha-sattva. When by remembering Krishna or his parikar, gopi in the Yashoda, when our Atma, Shuddha-sari, is affected, then it is called Vishuddha-sattva. And second meaning is this. The bhav of ragatmika bhakta. Understanding? Bhav of ragatmika jan, like Yashoda, Nanda, Gop, Gopi. By that they are serving Krishna, that bhav is in ragatmik parijan. If we are doing bhajan under guidance of ragatmik jan, and they by grace, mercy, give that idea to in our heart, that idea is called sudha. Very important thing. This is beginning Raganuga Bhakti. Then after this, Sthai Bhav will come. Without this, a Sthai Bhav cannot come.
Sthai Bhav means?
I am mother of Krishna permanently. No change at all. When we realize this, our Siddha Swarupa,
our real existence,
our Gopi Bhav, or any Bhav.
Yes, Sthai Bhav.
Sthai Bhav.
What does the word Sthai mean?
Sthai means permanent, perpetual. That is called. We should try to have this thing, Siddha Sattva. After Siddha Sattva, Sthai Bhav comes. And after a Sthai Bhav, Vibhav, Sattvik, Sanchari, Asta Sattvik comes. And then all combination becomes rash.
Very high thing.
Very high thing, very high thing. And another is a cheap mind when attacked by Krishna Smaran, Chit Dhrava, then it is called Sudha. Second thing.
Explain that one again.
Isn't that what's mentioned here?
Here. The mental propensity called consciousness, which is an aspect of all enlightening power, means chit shakti of the real self, may be said to be unalloyed self-consciousness. That is not an aspect of illusion. When that mental...
He had not described so that I have told you.
No.
But that thing is that.
No, he has not said anything about follow the ragatmika devotee giving this. No, he has not mentioned anything.
In books there, you know, there is lock and
key.
Hidden meaning.
Hidden. Because everyone will read and try to understand.
So in your edition, have you mentioned about that?
Not four things, but I have touched.
But you also are keeping it hidden.
Because our Guru Varga has done this. Neither you will not come to me. Yeah, desire to learn, but I see that in our society or in others, no desire of learning all these things. So they don't know all these things.
Even in our ISKCON, it is also a little bit sometimes like that. Not everybody has a desire.
No, no.
Although they want to have this knowledge, it is not available.
Not available.
It's not available, actually.
Because the shastra isn't enough, practically. You have to hear it from...
No.
It even explains
I'm not
here,
exactly so.
But it explains here that...
But I have a taste to know and to enter it.